Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you.
So yesterday in commission meeting, you guys had a pretty busy schedule, and that was thanks mainly to the fact that it was budget time.
Yeah, budget time. You know, we have to have a public hearing, go over the budget. Our budget has stayed level for quite a few years with the revenue that we receive as a county, so we have to be creative. But, yeah, it's always a fun process, so it's a good time of year.
Yeah, and for people who might not know, what's kind of the process like for developing the budget for the next year?
Yeah, good question. So what we do is we meet with each department, visit with them about their needs, employees, how things are running, what their budget was the previous year. So we meet with each department, talk about things, and then we come up to a conclusion on what we need to do. So, yeah, it's really good to visit with departments as well to see how they're doing, make sure that we can be as efficient as possible, but also serve the county the best we can if there's new needs or things like that. So really, really long process. It's about a month and a half process to make sure we visit with everybody and go through the numbers and make sure that they match. So fun process to visit with the departments and make sure they get what they need.
Yeah, it's always nice seeing that you guys are out there talking to these departments to find out what they need instead of just guessing. I know in some bigger places that's what happens.
Right. We want to make sure that we're working with our departments and not just saying, hey, this is your budget, good luck. It seems to work better if we communicate and get on the same page before the year starts. So, yes, yep, very good.
Yeah, and it's always good for the public to know that this just isn't something that gets thrown together in a few days. This is a few months long process. And that kind of brings us into our next item. Well, it ties into a commission meeting item as well as our departmental spotlight that we like to do here with the Emery County Sheriff's Office. They got an award.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Office. You know, they do a lot of work. They also, you know, they were able to find a lot of drugs this year, but also highlighted a wanted person that came through our county. Because they went over and above, they were able to find this person and it took a lot of detective work that they just went over and above. And so they were highlighted, the sheriff highlighted his people in the commission meeting yesterday. Just really proud of our sheriff's office and the way that they go over and above to support our community and keep it safe. And so we also want to highlight them as our department of the commission meeting on the radio today. Just excited for what they do for our community, and you know they really do keep us safe.
They do, and they do so much more as well. I mean, just a few days ago, they did shop with a cop. So they're just so community-oriented, and you love to see that from a sheriff's department.
It is, and you don't want the community to feel nervous if there's a police officer around or a detective. Just it makes it a lot nicer when they're in the community and people trust them, and they feel like they can call, and they don't feel nervous with them being around. So I think it's a really good thing.
And then I think the last commission meeting item that I kind of want to highlight today is the Combat Santa, the sub for Santa that the American Legion does. And you guys donated to that yesterday.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of veterans in our communities that are a little underserved when it comes to Christmas. And so it was good to donate to that. We decided to donate $1,000 to help purchase gifts for the veterans in our community. We were able to donate to that. I think it'll be good for those that are running that program to help our veterans.
Yeah, and it's always nice giving back to these veterans programs. Now, in terms of events coming up, the biggest one that sticks out to me, Commissioner, is Millside on Ice is right around the corner.
Yeah, Millside on Ice is coming up. That's a really fun event. Last year there wasn't enough ice, but it's looking good this year. So sign up for the fishing tournament. It should be that second weekend in January. Really good event. Usually it gets around 300 or 400 fishers, youth, males, females, just a lot of fun. So if you are interested in ice fishing, that's always a good event to look into. MillsideOnIce.com, I believe the website is.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And if you register before the 31st, you actually get a free sweatshirt. So, I mean, you get to go ice fishing and get some swag. I think that's a great deal.
Yeah, it is. And people love the hoodies. I see them around. It's funny, driving up to Provo or Salt Lake, you see people with, you know, their Emery County Millside on Ice hoodies. It's just fun to, they're comfortable. So they're nice to get.
Now, Commissioner, in place of our normal, you know, closing message, Christmas and the holidays right around the corner, is there any, you know, holiday message from the commissioners that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I think, you know, just keeping an eye out for our neighbors and our community. If we can all find an opportunity to serve, to help, to, you know, buy a little gift for someone else, I think it's a good time of year to look out for others. And so I'm going to make that a point as well, is try to look for those that I can serve, but finding opportunities to serve. And just wanted to, you know, share that message, that it's the season of giving, and we just hope everybody has a good holiday and a great Christmas. And, so I think that would be the message, is, we want to have a great Christmas and look for opportunities to serve.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you for always being so willing to come on here and talk about it. I hope you have a great Christmas and a great holiday as well, because you guys, you work so hard over there. You really deserve a nice little break.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a busy season, budget meetings and things. But yeah, it'll be good to get out ice fishing and do a few things over the holiday.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were talking all things Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.